A Music ETF, A Straight Line from AI Prompts to Superfans, and Bushwick Parrotheads? Welcome to the Unlimited Supply Podcast, your daily music business TLDR in your ear, powered by humans living in peace with AI and brought to you by Nodisk, helping music technology and finance companies navigate the music industry. It's Finance Friday, April 12th, 2024, and I'm Lars Murray. Here's the latest in music industry mun-mun. Bloomberg's Trillions podcast has an interview with David Schulhoff. He's the founder of the first music-focused ETF. For those of you finance phobes, that's an exchange-traded fund, basically a mutual fund specializing in music investments. Schulhoff is the son of the former Sony Corp of America CEO Michael Schulhoff, and he has a history of making smart industry finance deals. He's part of a trend among certain investors, including this podcast's supporter, Roifi, recognizing that in the streaming era, music investments are increasingly predictable and attractive, and that their reputation for volatility is overblown. This is the force that's unleashed a seemingly unlimited supply of investment into catalogs, and Schulhoff wants to extend the opportunity to retail investors. Don't leave yet, but after I'm finished here, it's a good listen. Again, the podcast is Trillions, and you can get it wherever you get your podcasts. Anybody who's spent more than 30 seconds on TikTok understands the sped up and slowed down phenomenon, and Spotify is taking an interesting approach. Music Business Worldwide's reporting that Spotify is planning to add a feature that allows users to modify tracks on the platform, though not for export. This is interesting on two levels. One is that it's a validation of the inherent value of the sped up and slowed down versions. And the other piece they drop in there is that it may be part of a Spotify super premium tier, which could add value to that more pricey option, especially for younger subscribers. One would hope it would put a little more money into the pockets of rights holders too. Also in Music Business Worldwide, a story on the new music-making app called Udio that raised $10 million with some celebrity investment from the likes of will.i.am, Common, and Steve Stout's United Masters. Udio, not sure how to pronounce it, creates music in minutes or even seconds directly from text prompts. If it manages to scale, Udio could eat a lot of time spent listening by music listeners in general. Songwriters and musicians are going to be concerned that the logical extension of this is further commodification of certain kinds of music and potential further devaluation of songs in various contexts. Of course, this process is already pretty far along, and the best way to counteract that commodification is to double down on establishing an identity and gathering your tribe. Speaking of tribes, the superfan app Even has launched with 10,000 artists onboarded. Even is a play to monetize the superfans, and they've managed to pull off the trick of getting their in-app sales to count toward Billboard chart positioning. As a wise man once said to me, everybody loves a chart. And as I observed in my career, without a chart, a platform may as well not exist. Perhaps that's why Billboard was first with the coverage. This is another one, if it scales, it's gonna have a big impact, but even with 10,000 artists on board, that's a big if. Elias Light addresses another big if in another Billboard article entitled Reaching Super Music Fans Won't Be Easy. It's an excellent rundown of the factors and incentives that both drive and inhibit the monetization of superfans. You've got master and publishing versus live and merch, you've got labels versus management, and you've got free versus paid. It's pretty clear that management is holding a very strong hand versus labels and streaming programs when it comes to superfans, and Elias talks to two of the most forward-thinking guys in management, Jonathan Daniel of Crush and old friend Bernie Cahill of Activist. That's at Billboard. Earlier in the year, both the IFPI and Luminate Yearlies underscored industry growth in Africa in 2023, and now Vivo is weighing in. The Video Network reports that music from sub-Saharan Africa, specifically Afrobeats and Amapiano genres, streamed nearly 4 billion times through Vivo in 2023. If you're not familiar with Amapiano as a genre, well, that's why we're here. It's basically African deep house refined down with South African kwaito. That's where I'm going to stop dissecting subgenres of dance music. That cannot end well. Story is at Music Business Worldwide. Finally, to end the week, a couple of noteworthy music stories. Yeah, we cover music too, not just money and tech. The New York Times has a nice feature on Krungbin. I'm going to take a victory lap here because just the other day, somebody asked me what was the deal with Krungbin, and I said, it's a vibe. Like easy listening for cool people or the Bushwick equivalent of Parrotheads. Ryan Bradley's piece in the Times devotes the entire first paragraph of the article to vibe. In fact, he uses the word vibe or vibes four times in that paragraph. Bradley does a very good job of unpacking the Krungbin phenomenon, and it's sure to unleash a wave of haters. I'm not a hater. How could you hate 21st century Henry Mancini for gummy eaters? Oops, outed myself. And finally, Music Business Worldwide has a feel-good story about old friend Dan Wilson, one of an endangered breed, the behind-the-scenes hit-making songwriter. The article traces out how really quirky a music business career can be. Great piece on a guy who's had a lot of success and still managed to maintain his humility. Congrats, Dan. Now go update that LinkedIn page. Support for the Unlimited Supply podcast is provided by Roifi, which helps independent artists invest in their careers and hold on to their master and publishing rights. To get Unlimited Supply every single day, follow us wherever you get your podcasts. Drop us a rating and a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you like what you hear, and tell a friend or three, preferably five times, because every new development in digital music needs to be repeated at least five times. Visit unlimitedsupplypod.com for links, to make suggestions, to challenge us on our dubious assertions, to feed us tips, to feed us lunch, and to tell us what we're missing out on. I'm Lars Murray, and remember, in this business, no conflict means no interest. Thanks for listening. See you Monday.